Survivor League before last night? Quite a few. Looks like I got here just in time, doesn't it? To let you know. Okay, well, look, just to give you a bit of an idea, there is a scripture in Psalm 119, which is all entirely about the Word of God. And that scripture says, "The entrance of your words gives light, it gives understanding. Even simple people can understand it." Okay, so you can see the light coming down on the road, breaking through the darkness. And wherever God's word goes, light dawns. Wherever God's word goes, the revelation and wisdom of God goes, and people's behavior changes. And that's what we found radically. The nations that support God's word are the nations that prosper. The nations that oppose God's word are the ones that are covered with heathenism or some sort of oppressive government. And you know, the difference between North Korea and South Korea would be examples. The difference between Haiti and Dominican Republic would be examples. And so it goes on. So if we go on, just look at this man here. This is supposed to be a sort of stock photo, but it actually is the picture of the man himself. He was a terrorist in northern Iraq, and they just raided a Christian stronghold and killed quite a number of Christian people. And as they were going through the bodies, they found a small book in the shirt pocket of one of the men who had been killed. And they started reading this book, which turned out to be the Gospel of Luke in Arabic. And they were sort of laughing and mocking this Christian crusader propaganda. Anyway, Saman decided to take the book home. And he read these words, "Love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, pray for them that despitefully use you." When he read that, he burst out within his own privacy. He said, "Allah, I must know which is right, Islam or Christianity." Because it really got to him. The word of God bit deep into his heart. That night he had a dream. And in his dream, he saw four horsemen approaching him, one at a time. He recognized from the Quran one who was Moses. And the next he recognized was Abraham. And the next he recognized was David. And then a man came along who had a veil over his face, riding on a white horse. And as he drew closer, the man took his face away. And this beautiful face looked into his face and said, "Saman, I am Jesus and I love you." And he awoke, crying out, "I've seen Jesus, I've seen Jesus." And he subsequently went and investigated the Christianity further, started reading the Bible, reading the scriptures, asking questions, and he came to faith and is discipling people for Jesus today. You know, we sometimes think we're on the losing team. We're actually, brothers and sisters, we're on the winning team. You know, there's 6 million in Africa, 6 million Muslim people come to Christ out of Islam every year. Did you realize that? 6 million every year out of Islam. You get the impression that the Islamics are winning. Well, they're not winning. They're losing. That's why they're so... Revelation chapter 12, verse 5 says, "Satan is furious. He's come down. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because he's come down knowing he has such a little time." Meaning he's running out of time. And that's why we see all of the fury being released upon the face of the earth. The whole gay marriage thing is another strategy of the enemy. And I strongly endorse what Pastor Griffiths... I will be going in Sydney to that walk. And I've actually been to see my local member. I don't normally get agitated, but something is stirring me in the spirit to really oppose this initiative, because it will bring tremendous persecution on the church if we allow it to go ahead. So resist it with all your might, both in prayer and any other way you can manage it. Well, what does Bible League do? We're planting God's word so that people may meet Jesus Christ. Planting God's word is quite different from just giving it out, as Chris mentioned earlier. Our purpose is that we serve the local church and other organisations around the world by providing Bibles and scripture materials, Bible resources, and training so that people may come into a relationship with Jesus. I think you'll agree that's a great purpose. Well, how do we fulfil that purpose? Well, we do it in three dimensions particularly. We work with the more than 250 million Christians that are suffering persecution. That's 10% of all Christians around the world are suffering some form of persecution. And particularly we work in 60 countries where that is happening. We work with many secret Christians. Those who have come out of Islam or other oppressive regimes cannot declare their faith readily. Sometimes they still go to the mosque, but they meet secretly with other believers and worship the Lord. And so we work with them in various ways. And of course, the poorest of the poor. Do you realize that one in every six human beings on the face of the earth goes regularly without food? I mean, we've all had breakfast, and I hear from what Chris has said, we're going to have lunch. So we could look fondly to our next meal. In fact, we don't have a food problem. We usually have a weight problem in our society, with some exceptions, just looking around. And what I'm suggesting is that food is not a problem for us, but for one in six people, they go 2 or 3 days without food. And they can't afford a Bible. They've got no hope whatsoever. They've got nothing to look forward to. And a lot of people like that. Now, there are various dimensions we work in. Those that are listed on the screen, I'll just go through them one at a time. We have the what we call the easy-to-read version of the Scriptures. And you can check these one of these out of the stand that we have over on the side later. Another thing is that it's no good having a free Bible if you can't read in the first place. Would you agree? So that language there, I'm told, is Bengali. Any people from India could endorse that? I haven't got a clue myself. I'm really relying on other people to tell me. But some people say it's Bengali. The thing is that Bengali is apparently the fourth most spoken language on the face of the earth. Now, did you know that? I didn't know that. And remarkably, we can take people out of poverty as we teach them the Word of God. We take them out of poverty as they learn to speak their own language, or English, as the case may be. And Project Philip, we touched on that a moment ago. Project Philip is where we train people to be able to take people through the Gospel of John, and then 20 additional lessons, 5 lessons out of the Gospel of John, and 20 lessons through the Bible generally. It's 25 lessons. Now, you've got to really be fair dinkum about studying the Bible to do 25 lessons. And we don't give people a Bible until they've finished the 25 lessons. How about that? So half a year is spent with people. Last year, we trained 94,000 people to act in Project Philip. We call them Philips. And those 94,000 reached 2,009,000 people for Christ. I think that's worth giving the Lord a clap, isn't it? They say, to use commercial language, that's putting rubber on the road. That's got real traction. We're not just flinging Bibles around in the hope that people will read them. Maybe 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000 will. But we provide them so that we engage people with the Bible. And then, of course, church planting. Last year alone, we founded 736 churches. And in 56 countries. And cumulatively, over the last 25 years, it's been more than 65,000 churches. So you can see that the tremendous weight of things that have been happening. And that's dispersed through Asia, through Africa, through the Middle East, through the United States, through South America, through Europe, and so on. And Asia Pacific, of course, I mentioned. So there's some of the works that Bible League's involved in. I'm just going to ask my colleague and good friend, the Reverend Richard Temby, to come up on the platform, just say a few words. You might need a microphone. Just say a few words about the Prison Bible, because this is just a remarkable resource that's just been made available recently. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Tony. Yes, it is. It's a terrific book. It's the Bible. It's got to be a good book, right? Now, what it is the Bible. It's ERV, but in the back of it are 52 studies, one for each week of the year for the prisoner to take. But the fun thing about the studies is that the first one, or the first four actually, takes you through the basic steps of having made a commitment to Jesus. What does that mean? So it takes them through the basics of the gospel. Then what it does is progressively say, okay, you're in prison. You're in a hard place. That's true. How do you live as a Christian in that place? And the last studies, in fact, in it say, well, okay, you're going to be coming out of here. And when you come out, how are you going to live? Now, that's a great question to ask not only those guys, but ourselves as well. How do we live? Project Philip is talking about that same idea. How do we live as the God's people in the world in which he's placed us right now? Last year, or this year, I guess, we saw 10,000 of these circulated through a special project that we had, and we hope to see the same next year. But this is one of the ways in which Bible League's ministry and work impacts us here in Australia. And the big drive that we had, in fact, was in WA this year, and exactly where it's going to be next year, I'm not quite sure, to be truthful. But, yeah, one of the ways in which Bible League works here in Australia, in which we see God's work, God's word, impacting and changing the lives of people, just like it does you and me. Tony, thanks.
Thank you, Richard. You can give that to Chris. So that's the Prison Bible, and we have various partnerships at different times with different organisations. Many of you will be familiar with that. Can I just direct your attention to Dare to Be a Daniel? We partnered with an organisation to see that children were trained to be able to share their faith in the local public schools, where chaplains are even hobbled from sharing the gospel. It seems that everyone's very happy for any other religion to get a voice in Australia, any other perversion to get a voice in Australia, but genuine godly Christianity doesn't get a voice. And we have to really stand up and fight against this trend, both in prayer and in practical action. Otherwise, we'll be just snowballed and driven over by the forces of darkness. And so Dare to Be Daniel is tremendous. It actually teaches kids to dare to be different, dare to be Jesus' disciple, dare to be disciplined, and dare to be a witness for Christ. Just amazing how kids are sharing their faith right under the radar in schools where the chaplains can't even share their faith. How about that? So how can you be involved? Well, one of the great ways you can be involved, of course, is by prayer. And you see, what I want you to understand is that Bible League is one of the very few actual missions that actually gets involved with engaging with people to bring them to Christ. Okay, not only do we provide the Bible, it's very few. There are lots of humanitarian organisations that are doing good and building wells and providing goats and pigs and so forth to people, and that's a great thing to be doing. But there's nothing, you know, the Bible says itself, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if you don't have that, all the bread in the world's not going to make a lot of difference in the long run. And so when the Nepal earthquakes took place, we were there not only to provide a little bit of humanitarian aid to support people, but we were there to provide the word of God for people who were wondering, who were sort of so shocked. And we've been involved with seeing 200 churches founded in Nepal over the last 10 years. And, you know, they're just terrific statistics, and the impact has been so powerful. The other thing that is that there may be someone in this church who might want to become a part of the church ambassador that was able to receive newsletters and so forth from Bible League and provide them to folk here at the church, so you know what's going on and you keep in touch with some of the latest things we're doing. Another very, very helpful one, and I'd like to encourage you in this, is this is a little brochure that we've provided available on our table over there on your right-hand side. It's how to become a Bible League friend. And you know that if you're giving to a humanitarian need, you can sponsor a child for about $40 or $50 a month. Who knows that already? You can sponsor a child. But that's just one child. And I think if you're doing that, that's a good thing to do. My wife and I, we sponsor a child through Compassion, for example. And when it comes to the Bible, it only takes about $20 to provide two Bibles per month. And every Bible we provide impacts minimally six other people. So two Bibles per month is impacting 12 people. And over the course of a year, those two Bibles are impacting close to 150 people. So that's a tremendous wide-ranging impact. So what I'd like to encourage you to do is to see Richard or see me after the service, and maybe you might want to sign up to become a Bible League friend. It could be as little as $20 a month or whatever you can manage, or a one-off gift. Those things are the things that enable us to operate. We couldn't operate without that sort of support. So we encourage you to get involved in that if you can. So what we're involved in is planting God's word, not scattering it, but planting so that people can meet Jesus. And we'll talk further as the morning progresses. Thank you very much, Pastor Chris.
Thanks, Tony. The hands are going to bless you, Tony. Praise God. Well, look, let's just take a quick moment just to welcome one another this morning. So just turn around and bless a few people around you this morning.